What's up, Seekers? Aaron here with the last conscious thought in this little series on meditation. We've been talking about different types of meditation, different forms of meditation, different methods that you can go about to have these experiences, and I've really enjoyed myself talking about them. I do really enjoy going about different forms of meditation. I try to do it daily. And it is something I am implementing into my daily routine. Not perfect, but that's okay. So this is kind of a wrap-up of everything. We're just going to kind of talk about meditation in general a little bit and try to, I don't know, minimize some of the fear, perhaps. Because, I mean, it's a great thing. It's for you. Right? Meditation is something for everyone. But let's be real here. It's for you. And it can be done for personal progression, personal reasons. That's cool. Of course. You want to connect to your guides, your higher selves, whatever spiritual guidance system you have. It's a great way to do it. You can do it to take your energy and share it around the world. Depending on the intentions you set. There's so much that can be done with it. It's really quite limitless. And it's all a matter of personal preference. You know, there's no like right or wrong way to do it. You could go about it and do what feels right for you. There's nothing saying that just sitting down with your eyes closed and breathing calmly isn't meditation. Because it is. If you're setting the intention of, this is what I'm going to do to acquire or have something happen. And if you're doing something like that, chances are you're just trying to calm down. And it works. So what's so bad about it, you know? There's just one thing that I would suggest for those being curious about it and wanting to dig into it, and that is try out as many methods as you want or as you can. And if you discover some new ones, check them out. You know, what we've talked about the past week isn't all that there is. Clearly, the universe is a limitless mystery. So no list out there of anything like this is ever going to be complete until we return to source with everything and everyone. So try them out. You could be chilling out on a Sunday afternoon in your bathtub, just soaking. And that could be a form of meditation because it quiets your mind, or you get downloads in the middle of it, or revelations in the middle of it. I mean, anything. It's not so broad that you can say, well, I'm dropping a deuce and I'm meditating. Well, I'm sure there's probably someone out there who can. I've tried. It didn't really work for me. But it's so limitless. I would suggest that you'd want to find a comfort level, right? You want to be somewhat comfortable in what you're doing, but really comfortable in going about the process, even if it's trying new ones multiple times. Like, you want to get yourself comfortable. But importantly, in my opinion, is you want to progress. You want to dig deeper. You want to open up your heart. You want to activate your energy centers. You want to progress spiritually with this, because that's kind of the end game, right? You don't, in my opinion, you don't really want to stonewall yourself or cage yourself in. this is a growing and expansive experience more than it is a contractive reducing experience. And don't let anyone or anything stop you unless you're feeling uncomfortable with something. But that uncomfort could be a good sign. That could be saying like, hey, this is something you need to work on. Spirituality is not what everyone likes to think it is. It's not all always sunshine and rainbows. In fact, it's harder than not. Because now, when you start breaching into this universal infinite intelligence, you start seeing what's going on. You start seeing what's going on in the world. You start realizing what's going on in the universe. You start really seeing and feeling what's going on in you. And you realize the repercussions of those actions. And then you realize the actions that you need to take for yourself to heal those wounds and to forgive that karma. And it's not something that we, those of us that are spiritually inclined, that are afraid of doing. And this is what we desire. We want to heal wounds. We want to forgive karma. We want to get out of these karmic cycles so we can progress on to the next stage. But that's not all of it. There's so much more. Because to progress to the next density, we have to love everything about this life. I'm getting to that point, but that's a big one. I love everyone. Topical thing here, even with all the crazy stuff going over in Eastern Europe, like I love everyone involved. Because everyone is here for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. Both positive and negative polarities are necessary. And these, you know, I can't even necessarily say that war is a negative polarity thing, but it could be those stuck in the human experience, which is, you know, lower third chakra energy centers being activated without the heart. I love everyone. And I'm working on loving everything. And there's a lot of stuff in me that I'm still working through in terms of karmic entanglements and all that other jazz. But it's about not being afraid, because it's what we're here to do. And fear is separation. Fear is a negative polarity emotion. Fear is the opposite of what we're doing. So don't be afraid. And in terms of meditation, back on topic, don't be afraid to change it up. Judgment is a huge thing that goes on in human experience. Judgment of oneself is a huge thing that goes on. That is one of my major lessons that I'm here for this cycle, is getting over self-judgment. And the karmic imbalances that come from that. And so if you feel like you just want to take a break from it for a little bit, go for it. This is a practice. And it becomes a life devotion later on. And you can still be fourth density and in human form on this planet. So chances are we're all coming back at least one more time. Doesn't mean we didn't progress. So let's keep up the meditation. Let's keep up these practices. Let's keep progressing. Let's keep evolving. Let's keep using the catalyst provided to us and polarize. It's a big deal. And meditation's fun. It's very healing. It's very helping. I mean, it's just a great practice to do. If you liked this series, please hit that like button. Leave a comment down below what you thought about it. And your experiences so far with dabbling in different forms of meditation. I would love to hear it. And, happy Wednesday. Have a great rest of your day. And I'll see you tomorrow. Love you.